Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. On this episode, another Scottish Three, the Bay City Rollers, mathematician John Napier, and Grand Pianos. To listen to other episodes of Simply Scottish, visit the website www.simplyscottish.com. You can also interact with other listeners and get Scottish news, trivia, show updates, and chances to win our monthly music giveaway on our social media platforms, facebook.com/simplyscottish, or using our Twitter handle @simplyscottish. Starting off in song, here's Runrig. From Long Distance, the best of Runrig, this is Rhythm of My Heart.
Time. is beating like a drum. With the words I love you rolling off my tongue. No, never will I roam, for I know my place is home. Where the ocean meets the sky, I'll be safe.
You're listening to Simply Scottish. In a list of luminaries in the history of science, you might catch the name of John Napier, next to Johannes Kepler, Galileo Galilei, and Nicholas Copernicus. Napier was born in 1550 and was the seventh Laird of Merchiston in Edinburgh. A nobleman and lifelong learner, Napier's main interests included theology and mathematics. He's remembered today for making several important advances in mathematics. Napier was especially interested in methods to make calculations easier and more efficient. In his words, quote, "Seeing there is nothing that is so troublesome to mathematical practice, nor that doth more molest and hinder calculators than the multiplications, divisions, square and cubical extractions of great numbers, I began therefore to consider in my mind by what certain and ready art I might remove those hindrances." Unquote. Napier succeeded in doing this by developing logarithms, which allowed quicker computation of products, quotients, and roots using tables. He wrote two treatises explaining his work, one in 1614 describing the marvellous canon of logarithms, and another explaining how to construct them, published 2 years after his death. In this second volume, Constructio, Napier often used the decimal point to separate the fractional from the integral part of a number. Flemish mathematician Simon Stevin had already introduced this method in 1586, but his notation was cumbersome. Napier helped to make common the use of the decimal point. Another of Napier's mathematical advancements was a revolutionary calculation device called Napier's rods. Inscribed on wood or bone, these multiplication tables came to be known as Napier's bones, and together with a board, could be used as an abacus to make complex calculations involving multiplication, division, and square roots. In addition to mathematics, Napier was driven by an interest in theological matters. A devout Protestant, he took part in the political landscape of his day, and was part of committees appointed to beseech King James VI in his dealings with the Roman Catholic Church. Napier was even involved in making secret instruments of war, including two kinds of burning mirrors, a piece of artillery, and a metal chariot from which shot could be discharged through small holes. Napier's birthplace, Merchiston Tower, still stands today, part of the campus of Edinburgh Napier College. All in all, Napier was an interesting character, still honoured today for his contributions to mathematics. Here now is music from Scottish newcomer Rory Butler on Simply Scottish.
A path we have seen goes never past the green. Farther I have been, over and across the sea. I could cast a stone to land on moon, just a few steps from my home. Who else has been, who else has seen the miles of blue and green, blue and said, as far as I can see, take a while to hear this sound. Silence fell up your ear. Just take a while to let it take you. does take a while to let it take you in. The storms upon the sea break the waters with the sunrest. Once I come and clear, free from the surrender, I'll walk me to the open sea, a runway from so deep. Who else has left their footstep on the miles of sand and stone? Sand and stone. Take a while to walk along it. Just take a while to let it take you. Just take a while to let it take you in. You must leave this land to understand what you left behind. Come back where you started from, and to realize that the answer is to leave this land, to understand what you left behind. Come back where you started from, and to realize the answer is to leave this land, to understand behind. Come back where you started from, and take a while to let it take you. Just take a while to let it take you. Just take a while to let it take you. Take you away.
If you were a teenager in the mid-1970s, there's a good chance you were spinning the records of the Bay City Rollers. Formed in Edinburgh in 1966 as the Saxons by schoolmates Alan and Derek Longmuir and Gordon Clark, the band soon changed their name after throwing a dart at a map of the United States and landing on Bay City, Michigan. Soon after signing with Bell Records, the group had their first hit with a cover of Keep On Dancing, which hit number 9 on the UK charts. This led to their first appearance on BBC's Top of the Pops. By 1974, the classic lineup included lead vocalist Les McCowan, guitarists Eric Faulkner and Stuart Wood, bassist Alan Longmuir, and Derek Longmuir on drums. At this point, the Rollers were about to embark on a worldwide adventure that would leave a lasting imprint on them, both good and bad. Starting with the song Remember, the band had a string of chart hits and saw their popularity explode. Shang-a-Lang peaked at number 2 on the UK charts, followed by Summer Love Sensation and All of Me Loves All of You. By 1975, Roller Mania was the name for it. Thousands of screaming fans, sold-out venues, a TV show, and even a distinctive style of dress for fans. Calf-length tartan trousers, tartan scarves, and often Doc Marten boots. At concerts, teenagers would chant, B-A-B-A-Y-C-I-T-Y, Rollers. Meanwhile, Bell Records became New York-based Arista Records, and efforts began to launch the Bay City Rollers in North America. Their first North American success came with Saturday Night, which went to number 1 on the US and Canadian charts. The Rollers presented the song on Saturday Night Live with Howard Cosell.
Saturday night, Saturday night, dance.
This was followed by Money Honey, which reached number 9 in the US and number 1 in Canada. Two albums were released during this period, including Rock and Roll Love Letter in 1976. Both albums sold well and had chart success. Bass player Alan Longmuir was the first to call it quits, replaced by 17-year-old Ian Mitchell from Ireland. With Mitchell, the Rollers had further success with album Dedication and a cover of the Dusty Springfield song I Only Want to Be With You. But it would only last for so long, as the strain of success, demands on time and personal space, and creative differences amongst the band members began to take their toll. The only teenager left in the band, Mitchell, quit after 7 months, and with a new producer, the band released the album It's a Game in 1977, which gave the Rollers their last top 20 chart successes. In 1978, NBC premiered the Bay City Rollers show, but it wasn't very successful. Their music had matured, compared to the bubblegum hits they had released in 75 and 76. It seemed the Rollers' time as teen idols had come and gone. 1978 saw lead singer McCowan begin a solo career after a concert tour in Japan. The band fired their manager, Tam Patton, and continued life as the Rollers, with a more rock-oriented sound. This lasted until 1981, when the band officially split up. In a moment, I'll look at the Bay City Rollers today, and how they might be funding a reunion tour with millions of dollars in unpaid music royalties. First, some music from Deacon Blue. Formed in neighbouring Glasgow 4 years after the Rollers called it quits, Ricky Ross and his band have had a string of chart hits over the years, and are still going strong, with their newest album being released in late 2012. Here's one of their hits now, Real Gone Kid.
Hey, hey, hey.
You're listening to Simply Scottish. Scotland's Bay City Rollers had risen to meteoric fame in the mid-70s, and almost as quickly that fame died out. By 1981, the band was no more. During the 80s and 90s, a few reunion tours saw band members playing together again, and interest was rekindled through a VH1 Behind the Music series in 1998, and a Millennium Concert on New Year's Eve at Edinburgh Castle. A compilation of greatest hits, the very best of the Bay City Rollers, peaked at number 11 on the UK charts. McCowan continues to tour as Les McCowan's legendary Bay City Rollers, and in Los Angeles, fans began a Bay City Rollers Day in 2008, set aside to celebrate all things roller. Most recently, select band members have come back together to file a lawsuit against Arista Records. At least 70 and as much as 300 million records were sold, the equivalent of £5 billion revenue, and the band saw very little of it. They are now expected to be awarded tens of millions of dollars in unpaid royalties, money that McCowan says will finance worldwide reunion tours in the next 2 or 3 years. Our final item on this episode is grand pianos, or rather, the contribution to grand piano technology by Scotsman John Broadwood and his company. The invention of the modern piano is credited to Bartolomeo Cristofori, building on earlier instruments like the hammered dulcimer, the clavichord, and the harpsichord. By the late 18th century, piano making was a flourishing trade. John Broadwood was born in 1732 and grew up in Oldhamstocks, East Lothian, inheriting his father's carpentering trade. By age 29, he had moved to London and was working in a harpsichord workshop under the Swiss craftsman Birkett Schudi. In 1769, Broadwood married Schudi's daughter, Barbara, and by 1773, Broadwood and Schudi's son were full partners in the business. Broadwood worked with another Scot, Robert Stoddart, and a Dutchman named Americus Backers to design a piano in a harpsichord case, the origin of the grand piano. The firm was the first to create pianos with more than 5 octaves and quickly gained a reputation for the design and robust sound of their pianos. Broadwood's technical innovations include the English grand action, the mechanism that became the standard for several decades, as well as adding a separate bridge for the bass notes and taking a patent out on the piano pedal. Broadwood pianos are among the most esteemed in the world, and are found in the halls of royalty and in the hands of some of the finest composers of music, including Haydn and Beethoven. After receiving the gift of a Broadwood grand in 1818, Beethoven sent a letter to the piano maker. "My very dear friend Broadwood, I have never felt a greater pleasure than the arrival of this piano, with which you are honouring me as a present. I shall look upon it as an altar upon which I shall place the most beautiful offerings of my spirit. As soon as I receive your excellent instrument, I shall immediately send you the fruits of the first moments of inspiration I spend at it, as a souvenir for you from me, and I hope that they will be worthy of your instrument." John Broadwood and Sons has one of the longest histories of piano making in the world, and continues to make fine pianos today. That's it for this episode of Simply Scottish. Send me your comments, suggestions, and questions via our website, www.simplyscottish.com. There you can also access a complete episode archive. Join our Scottish community at facebook.com/simplyscottish or via Twitter with @simplyscottish. And if you enjoyed the music on this episode, you can get your hands on a free Scottish album of your choice by entering our monthly music giveaway, sponsored by musicscotland.com. Enter online at www.simplyscottish.com. We'll close with music from Skippinish. Started in 1999, the Cayley Band is dedicated to pure and authentic traditional Scottish music, and has now grown to include 2 purpose-built Cayley houses in Oban and Fort William. From their 2006 album The Sound of the Summer, this is Para Handy Sweet. I'm Andrew McDermott. Join me again next time for another dose of all things Scottish on Simply Scottish.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermid. Show content, copyright 2013, Simply Scottish Media. All music is used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience at simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.